Joining us on the line now, we have the Deputy Editor of Business Insider South Africa, Philip de Wet. We talk about South Africa's digital vaccine certificates, how they will look and how they will work. Philip, a very good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning.
So as things stand, we don't have digital vaccine certificates. Even those who are traveling currently from South Africa don't have these certificates.
We don't, and they've become all the more important now after President Cyril Ramaphosa mentioned them last night, talking about the vaccine passports for internal use. I mean, South Africans have long been complaining about the lack of these, the few who still travel internationally at this point. But we now look at a future where you might have to use these to get into stadiums and into other public places. So they become quite important in the very near future.
How will they work? What's the process going to look like?
We know very little at this point. We know that they've been in serious development, but we also know that the South African Health Department has been talking to the World Health Organization, which has been trying to standardize these systems, in part so that international travelers have certificates that, you know, can talk to border agencies and can be verified. So we know what the guidelines there are. Basically, it's a certificate that, from your perspective, what you will see in front of you is that it carries a couple of identifying details about you, your name, your ID number, your date of birth, and then quite a lot of data about the vaccines that you received. So details of the first dose, when you got it, details of the second dose, when you got it, the batch number, the vaccine manufacturer, the details of the health worker, potentially, who administered that. And the point of that is that these certificates can then be revoked. So both electronically, the thinking is some people will be verifying these electronically, so there'll be a hopefully cryptographically secure process where a QR code that you provide can be checked against the central server, and this can be checked to be a valid certificate. But that some places and people will also just look at it visually, that you'll have either a display on your smartphone or a printed out version of it even that someone is looking at. And the World Health Organization is quite concerned about what happens if certificates are found to be fraudulently issued, and what happens if vaccines are revoked, if you have vaccines that are subsequently found to have not been efficacious. They want a process for that. So the whole certificate system is built to enable people to look at it and go, hang on, this vaccine is no longer acceptable for entry into our country or entry into our nightclub, whichever it might be. Sorry, you're no longer welcome here on the basis of this document.
What kind of time frames are we looking at? When would these digital vaccine certificates be ready in South Africa?
The health minister tells us that they'll be issued very soon, as in next week. Certainly what we're hearing from the department is before the end of October. But, you know, this is something that has to happen at significant scale, and there's got to be quite a lot of infrastructure behind it, so we are concerned that there could be delays. We haven't had very firm promises from this. And we're even more concerned that we're not learning the details of even the thinking behind it. So it appears that there's still a lot of work happening behind the scenes, and that bodes a little bit ill for the kind of very quick time frame that we've been hearing.
Now, in the absence of a digital vaccine certificate, how are South Africans currently traveling, and is it found to be acceptable?
With great difficulty. So people are finding very long delays at borders, especially for countries that are trying to check against the little vaccine cards that people take with them. Letters can be issued, but, you know, it's very hard to get those. Luckily, countries around the world that are open for travelers do understand, because South Africa is not the only country that doesn't have this in place yet. So, you know, everyone is kind of working around it to the best of their abilities. But increasingly, we're hearing from various countries that they want to tighten things up, that they want a predictable process, you know, something that's administratively acceptable for them. And that pretty much means a cryptographically secure digital certificate. We're not going to get away with not having them for very much longer.
Now, you mentioned earlier on about, you know, not being allowed into certain, you know, areas within South Africa if you don't have a vaccine certificate. How will this work? Because on the one hand, government has previously said taking a vaccine is not mandatory. Would it be legal to prevent people from coming to a shopping center, to a shopping mall, for example, to buy their necessities if they don't have a vaccine certificate?
For the time being, yes, although there will, of course, be legal challenges about this. So we'll see the law develop quite rapidly in front of the courts when people start challenging this. What the legal experts tell us at the moment is the combination of the right to refuse access to a private space, which you have. If you have good cause to refuse someone access to a private space, you know, you can at present say, well, you're not, you know, adhering to our dress code, or there's another reason, or we don't think that you're rich enough to come into our nightclub, whatever your discrimination criteria may be. So you have that right on the one end. And on the other end, you've got the positive duty to create a safe environment for your employees, for instance. So the likes of Discovery Health that has said it will want to see vaccines from visitors, that might be based on the positive duty that you have to say, we want to make sure that our people are safe here. So far, so good. It's, of course, when those rights come into conflict with the rights of people to access certain places and possibly important services. So far, the government tells us that it will not demand vaccination for access to government services. But, you know, it's fair. It's fine and well to say you can access, say, Home Affairs services, but if you can't enter a Home Affairs office because you're not vaccinated, then you are effectively excluded. So we're going to have to see what that looks like in practice. And what the courts say about that when inevitably someone takes this on review and says, we think this is unconstitutional.
All right then, Philip. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Great pleasure.